Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Yeah.
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports. Now, here's your host, Matt Kolsky. Come on!
Hello, and a happy pre-dawn. Things already off to a swimming start. I'm back, first of all. Hello, Matt Kolsky with you. Been a minute since I sat in front of the microphone at 5 a.m. Excited to be back. Lots to cover. Basketball returns, finally.
The Warriors did a great job.
Well, Tim, they haven't done anything in days, man. Frankly, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this no basketball world. I mean, what are these guys doing anyway?
Living my best life.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I don't want to stop anybody. We'll get to basketball, though, because it is back tonight. A good game for the Warriors tonight. A nice test coming out of the All-Star break. And a little look at the NorCal, the budding NorCal rivalry with the Sacramento Kings. A potential first-round playoff preview. We'll get into some of that stuff. Get into some of the NFL questions. 49ers seem like they're involved in everything right now. Seems like if a big-name player becomes available, the 49ers are part of that conversation. We'll get to that. But I start today with where a lot of the last, I don't know, depending on your perspective, month, certainly week, undoubtedly few days, has been focused, and that is on Mr. Bryce Harper. I don't know what's going on here, if I'm quite honest with you. I don't know. I don't have a good explanation for how Bryce Harper remains unsigned. I mean, listen, obviously part of it is just Bryce Harper doesn't want to sign for some reason. But what that reason could be is very difficult for me to understand. I mean, I think it's fair for us to conclude that Bryce Harper is not thrilled with his options at this moment. Again, that's the most straightforward conclusion I can draw from the fact that he's not signed. And I understand that sometimes, especially with an agent like Scott Boras, teams like the Giants could be involved, be looped into the process more as a negotiating ploy against other teams than anything else. I don't feel like it usually stretches out this long if that's the scenario, though. I don't. I don't understand why, if the goal was just to bilk a couple extra bucks out of the Phillies, for instance, why it would take this long. I mean, it maybe more to the point, if it's taking this long, it's not happening. I don't know what at this point would make the Phillies kick up their offer a notch from wherever it is. We're talking about a 10-year deal for a 25, 26-year-old superstar. I really don't see what difference a week or a month makes. I don't know why his value would change. To me, it seems like you would give him whatever you're willing to give a 26-year-old superstar. And that number's not tied to anything other than your own franchise, internal franchise decision making. In the case of the Giants, as an example, if I put Bryce Harper on the books for $40 million a year, which I don't think we're even talking about that. But right now, the 2019 payroll of the San Francisco Giants is about $165 million. $164.5 million, technically. So 40 for Bryce, that's 205. Want to know what it was last year? 208.5. And you lost, what, 87 games? Something like that? I'd have to look it up. I don't want to. It's depressing. Year before that, spent $172 million on a 90-loss team. So you have the money. Not only do you have it, you've been spending it willy-nilly on a bunch of guys, none of whom is anywhere as near as good as Bryce Harper. Not anywhere near. So I don't know what would stop either of these teams from kicking their offer up to a level, to whatever level. And I guess one of the reasons I think the Giants are in this and may not have made the sort of offer they ought to is because one of the narratives that makes sense to me is the Phillies have made their final offer. Bryce isn't thrilled with it. All things being equal, he'd prefer to play here. And they're trying to get the Giants to step up. So there is part of me that, based on how the Giants do business and based on how this whole process has gone, and I admit I am speculating now because, honestly, I can't come up with a really good explanation of what's happening here. The idea that Bryce Harper would be orchestrating this whole massive thing to get an extra $10 million out of the Philadelphia Phillies, if he's really planning on being there all along. Like, I feel like this continued non-answer to this question is a sign that he's of multiple minds. And I just think it's on the Giants to make sure, if they're one of those minds, that that's the mind he chooses. Here's the thing. This is not your normal free agent signing. And I did a little bit of research for you people. You're welcome. As I said, you add Bryce, pretty much no matter what you pay him, your payroll as of now is under what it was last year. Which is to say, if you wanted to go up to the 208 range, you could go get more. You could add some pitching to this team. You could actually put a competitor around him. Or you could rebuild around him. And that's one of the reasons to sign him. But let's start with the age. You just don't see baseball players reach free agency at 25, 26 years old. Now, he just turned 26, but he'll basically be 26 through the entire next baseball season. Which means if you signed him to a 10-year contract, Bryce Harper wouldn't turn 36 until the playoffs of his final season with your team. And in my mind, that's the best 10-year stretch you can have a hitter. 26 to 35. I guess maybe 25 to 34 might be better. But you're right in where you want to be, 26 to 35. And that's why it's not reasonable to compare it to giving Albert Pujols 10 years when he's 31, 32 years old. It's not reasonable to compare it to bad deals that pitchers signed for long stretches. Because he's not a pitcher, and he's not 31 or 32 right now. So you want to compare him, you want to worry and fret about what those late years of a 10-year deal might look like. So I went to Baseball Reference, and I pulled up Bryce Harper, and I looked at some of the guys listed as similar batters by Baseball Reference. All right? And I tried to put an emphasis on guys whose careers are over because, you know, then I can see what they looked like at 35. Like, Josh Donaldson's on here. J.D. Martinez is on here. I don't know what they're going to look like. But of the guys I looked at, so of the top four guys who are not currently active players that are similar batters through age 25, Andrew Jones is the one who it didn't turn out great. The player he was at 25, and he was a guy who became a free agent early. By 35, he'd been in and out of the sport, but he also had other problems and didn't stay in shape. Like, there are reasons he wasn't still good at 35, and obviously, that's part of the risk. There would be some risk with this. Here are some other guys on that list. Ruben Sierra. At age 35, Ruben Sierra, granted, played just 94 games, but he hit .291 with 23 homers in those 94 games and 67 RBIs. Pretty solid for a 35-year-old. Obviously, J.D. Martinez has not yet gotten to 35, so we can't look at him. Albert Pujols, though, at 35, yep, average was low at .244, but hit 40 homers, 95 runs driven in. Then you look at Ken Griffey, another guy with a high similarity score, and your instinct is probably, ah, man, yeah, Griffey's going to be a bad point for this because by 35, he was all banged up. Correct. And yet, in his age 35 season for Cincinnati, Ken Griffey, .301 average, 35 homers, 92 RBIs in 128 games. Matter of fact, at 37, Ken Griffey was an all-star, hitting .277 with 30 homers and 93 RBIs. 35-year-old hitters, power hitters especially, can have a really nice impact. And by the time Bryce Harper's that old, we're literally talking about the year 2028. Do you really think that $30 million or $35 million, or even if they paid him $40, do you really think that's going to handicap your baseball team in the year 2028? Doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand why you'd be worried about it. So do you want Bryce Harper? 888-957-9570. I kind of assume you do. If you don't, I'm going to need an explanation. And then I'm going to move to the next thing here, which is the local football squad is also being mentioned in big name conversations. So, I've got a few big name football players in mind, and I'm going to ask who you prefer, and then I'm going to really put it to you. Do you want Bryce Harper, the big name for your football team, or a big name for your basketball team to hang around? If you only got to choose one. We'll get into that in a second. I'm Matt Kolsky. The pregame show is back on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
We're back on the pregame show, presented by Golden State Lumber. Visit Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar. It's a coffee meet and greet with product experts. Get some advice on your latest building project. Learn about lumber, plus free coffee and pastries. It doesn't get much better than that. Head over to goldenstatelumber.com for details, dates, all the information you need. And I should tell you, because we haven't hung out in a while, yesterday I finished my planter boxes. The Kolsky planter boxes are complete. The building process is complete. We got some seeds germinating. Next step, plant. Very exciting stuff. We'll get pictures of that stuff up some point in the next couple of days, but I don't know. I didn't plan ahead. I didn't take care of it in advance, so we're not prepared. We're not ready to post those pictures just yet. I sort of screwed in the last screw as I ran out the door What day is it? Whenever I last left for work.
I know, Wes. Thank you. I was kidding.
But given the state of me and what you've seen from me this morning, I can understand why you thought I was seriously asking. I've gone through the Bryce Harper thing a lot over the last few days, so I don't know that I need to get too much more deeply into it. But the basic argument for me is you got a guy available at an age you don't often have a chance to sign them. He's not a pitcher. He's a power hitter. Those guys age relatively well, generally speaking. If he's not a consistent hitter, which has been one of the criticisms, I think you do much better signing him to a long-term deal. You're much more likely to get your money worth over the long-term versus the short-term if inconsistency is a problem. And fundamentally in baseball, this money does nothing for you. It's not like football where the Niners saved money last year that they could then roll over into this year and use for extra free agents. None of that happens in baseball. You just sign whoever you want to sign. And again, they could sign Harper to an even bigger contract than he's asking for, and they'd still be under last year's payroll figure. So don't try to sell me that you can't afford it. Don't try to sell me that you can't get this guy. And then as you get some of these garbage contracts, that's unfair. As you get some of these now bloated contracts off your books, because that has to be the goal, you got to be trying to get Brandon Belt and Jeff Samardzija and Mark Melancon and Evan Longoria off your books. That has to be part of the goal. So you got the money. And as you unload those other deals for guys who you aren't going to win with in the future, although you did win with them in the past, it's time to let go. You'll be able to replace them with other guys that you can turn into a good team around Bryce Harper. And maybe the biggest thing is just look around the world of baseball and the middle class is gone. So this idea that if you don't sign Bryce Harper, well, you can get a bunch of mid-level guys for $10 or $12 million a year and put that together. Those guys don't exist. Gerardo Parra is on a minor league contract. Bryce Harper, Manny Machado are on $300 million contracts. And in between, guys are on arbitration. There's just not a lot of middle ground where guys make enough of an impact to be a representative piece of Bryce Harper. There's really not three $10 million guys that you can sign and put together and create the impact of Bryce Harper. That's not how baseball works really anymore. So all that stuff to me, the Bryce Harper thing's kind of a no-brainer. And I know there are some people who still aren't into it, but I don't know what else to say to you. So I want to jump to the next big free agency decision, because there's major free agency decisions for the Bay Area and all the major sports at this moment. Now, the minute Bryce Harper signs here or elsewhere, that goes away a little. But as of right now, you got the Giants in on Bryce Harper. You got the 49ers in on potentially a big name running back or wide receiver. And then the impending Warriors situation, which I've said in this house, we're not going to address the question of where the Warriors' big free agents are going until we get to the end of the season.
It's all good.
But I do think it's fair to ask the question, which team is in the deepest need of making one of these major additions? Because I know there's a lot of Giant, Niner, Warrior people out there. So I'd be interested to know all day today, especially from those of you who like all three of those teams. Bryce Harper for the Giants, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, or even AJ Green for the Niners, or KD stays with the Warriors. Which of those things would you place the highest priority on? Which do you think would have the biggest positive effect on that franchise? If you had a genie wish and you could only guarantee one of those three things coming true, either Bryce Harper to the Giants, take your pick, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Le'Veon Bell, AJ Green, but that tier, that superstar tier, an offensive superstar coming to the Niners, or KD stays. What's bigger? And see, to me, this isn't even going to be me talking about KD because that comes off the table right away. There's still so much going on with the Warriors no matter what happens. But if I'm a Giant fan and a Niner fan, that question of who needs that thing more is an interesting one. And I think ultimately I'm coming down on the Giants need Bryce more than any of these other things. I've explained why I think signing Bryce is a good idea. So I want to get into the Brown, Beckham, Green, Bell conversation. To the 415 texter asking, does KD stay for 1 year again or the long term? I would say 3-year deal. KD signs a 3-year deal. Bryce signs a 10-year deal. Or you acquire Bell, Beckham, Brown, Green, one of those guys. 707 says, KD staying. Easy question. Warriors could do magic. Giants and Niners are lost for a few years. And that's one way of looking at it. With KD, it looks like a title is a near certainty. 707, different 707 texter. KD all day. It's a lock for two more rings at a minimum. You want to weigh in on the phone lines? 888-957-9570. Phone lines, that's what I just said. Chilled and Autobody text line, 95795. I'm telling you, I'm frazzled. I'm exhausted. I haven't slept in a couple days. 707, a third different 707 texter. Giants should sign Bryce. Yeah, that's where I think I come down. Because to me, there are some pieces in place with the Niners. I actually think they have a chance to be pretty good this year if they can just stay healthy without adding a big-name offensive player. They're kind of adding two with Jimmy Garoppolo and Jerick McKinnon coming back, or at least two guys they think will be big offensive players. And frankly, if Jerick McKinnon and Jimmy Garoppolo both fall flat, none of this matters anyway. This regime is dead, and it was a failure. If Jimmy Garoppolo turns out to stink and Jerick McKinnon never stays healthy, it's crap. 408 wants KD with a long-term contract. Seems like that's the majority. And I got to say, I'm surprised. I understand this angle. I understand the angle of if KD stays, we know what we have. And I can respect that. But a couple things. First of all, in all likelihood, you're going to have three titles in 4 years if KD leaves. You're also going to have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and a collection of other players that can keep you quite competitive. If the KD, Kyrie, New York scenario should happen, and again, I'm not going to get into the speculation side, but I'm just throwing that one out there because that takes him off to sort of a separate team. That takes him off to a team that you're not really worried about competing against directly. And I would say the Warriors are still right in any title conversation. Yes, keeping KD would keep them the favorites. But even without KD, this Warriors team is competitive. It's a bunch of guys the Bay Area loves.
And it would be a change of pace, but again, the team's not decimated. And frankly, at a certain point, you just can't expect every title to be a foregone conclusion. So I think I'd be okay letting that one go as a Bay Area super fan. And then I look at the Niners, and I understand the appeal of those big-name players, and I'll get a little deeper into that coming up next. But I also still think there's plenty of ways that this Niner team can be competitive. And frankly, my priorities would be defensive before I worried as much about these star offensive type players. I think the proof is in the pudding. A lot of these star offensive players are on bad football teams. And I'm not saying it's because they don't help, but I am saying it's because they only help so much. So to me, with all those options, Harper is still the most important thing. Bryce Harper is more important to the Giants than any of these stars that we're hearing about for the Niners would be to the Niners. And he's more important to the Giants than KD is to the Warriors. 209, the Giants aren't making the playoffs if they sign Harper. Not this year. Although I would point out again, they could sign Harper and they could still sign other people and eventually create a team that at least has a shot at getting to the playoffs. I understand they're not there now. They're not really very close to it. But there's a lot of free agents and there's no rules against them going and signing those free agents. So I wouldn't rule it out if they signed Harper. But that being said, I don't expect them to make the playoffs this year if they sign Harper. But if they sign one of the best hitters in baseball going into, hopefully, the best 10-year stretch of his career, presumably they'll have plenty of opportunities to make the playoffs over that 10-year stretch. And that's another reason why Harper is the bigger deal to me, is you're getting him for 10 years. Even if KD signs the longest contract he can with you, it's half of that. Brown, Beckham, Green, Bell? Certainly Brown, Green, and Bell. At best, you're getting 2 or 3 years out of those guys at a really high level. Beckham is a slightly separate question. But I'm interested in hearing from you. 888-957-9570, the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. If, let's just say, you were some super sport owner, business conglomerate. I don't know how to say it. But somehow, I'm giving you ownership of all three of these teams. Giants, Niners, and Warriors. But you only get to make one of the following deals. Sign a 10-year contract with Bryce Harper. Acquire somebody out of the group of Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, A.J. Green, and Le'Veon Bell. Or re-sign KD for 3 years. You tell me, what are you prioritizing out of those three things? And I'll tell you how I see the Niners side of this scenario coming up next. I'm Matt Kolsky. This is the Pregame Show.
Now, back to the Pregame Show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
I am Matt Kolsky. This is the Pregame Show, and we are brought to you by Golden State Lumber, suppliers of my planter box project and hopefully your next project. Check them out online, but more importantly, check out Golden Mornings at the Building Bar. It's a coffee meet and greet with product experts. You head on out to Golden State Lumber, get some free coffee, some free pastries, some free advice from product experts from Golden State Lumber suppliers. GoldenStateLumber.com for dates, details, and information. 510, why not the Athletics pick up Bryce Harper? Bryce Harper is the guy you're looking for. Bryce Harper. they're about to get a new ballpark. Well, we don't know that for sure yet. And look, guys, you can text in,
well, the A's should sign Harper,
but they're not. They're not in the conversation. They're not going after him. They're not pursuing him. It's not happening. So I don't know why. I'm not sure what people expect. I'm not sure what people want out of that. You want to weigh in on Bryce on either Brown, Beckham, Bell, or Green? 888-957-9570 is the phone number. The Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. Fernando in Stockton says, how many World Series will the Giants win if they sign Harper for 10 years versus if KD stays for 5 more years? It's a no-brainer. If that's how you look at it, Fernando's probably right. Like I said, you re-sign KD, you have a very good chance of winning more titles over the next three to five years, however long he signs. But I do think signing Bryce Harper for 10 years also appreciably increases the chances that the Giants will be competing for World Series by a lot. 510, Giants, sign Harper. It's a no-brainer. He's a spark for the future. KD just gives me comfort as champions. Niners still got time to fix their situation. And that's more or less how I look at it. Let's go to Chris, driving on 580. What's up, Chris?
What? Hey, good morning, Kowski. AKA, you sound like Scott Boras, man. You're Harper's biggest fan this morning. To answer your question, which team has to make the biggest splash? None of them. Right? I mean, honestly, Kowski, none of them.
Okay. You don't think the Giants should do anything?
Look, I'm going to tell you, Kowski, we both know, and you should know best. I'm an A's fan. You're a Chicago White Sox fan. We don't even have 10-year leases on our stadiums, let alone plan a player for 10 years for what he has not done. Correct?
Yeah, you're signing him for the next 10 years. That's right. But, I mean, you pay people based on what you think they're going to do. And I think Bryce Harper's going to be one of the better power hitters in baseball for the next decade. So I'd pay him a lot.
This is where baseball's got it wrong. When you pay somebody $10 million, $300 million, that person is the face of your franchise.
Yeah.
It doesn't just put the product on the field. It's the product off the field.
Agreed.
And the Giants know that Harper cannot be the face of their franchise.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have that personality that the Giants fans have come to learn to grow.
You know? I don't know. He tries hard. He runs out ground balls.
I like his grittiness. I like
yeah.
his ball. Like I said, but he's not a face of the franchise type of player. I mean, look in Washington. Washington, he wasn't even the face of the franchise there.
Well, they had really great pitching, but I would say Bryce was certainly one of the faces of that franchise. And thanks for the call, Chris. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think Bryce Harper is exactly the sort of guy you want to be the face of your franchise. And I'll actually say with the Giants in particular, aren't they into the rub some dirt on it, grind it out, try hard type of guys? Now, I know Bryce is more talented than the average guy, but that's sort of his reputation, is a red ass, you know, get in the mud, more the sort of Chase Utley type, if you will. Maybe not quite as much of a dirtbag, but maybe close. And I don't know, I certainly do see Bryce Harper as a face of a franchise. Yeah, I would not be talking about signing him for $300 million over 10 years if I didn't think he could be that. Now, Chris could be right. Was it Chris? Chris could be right that the Giants don't see it that way. But if Chris is right, I think the Giants are making a mistake. And I think it's the kind of mistake the Giants have made in the past, valuing things that don't mean much over things that mean a lot. What means a lot to me is a free agent at a level of age, a level of youth, where you rarely get the opportunity to sign a free agent that good. A guy who, as best we can guess, should age well.
I mean, if you're going to give big money to anyone, this seems like the guy to give it to. So, yeah, if I sound a little bit like Scott Boras, I apologize. It's not even that Bryce Harper's my favorite player or anything. I'm just looking at it from the Giants' perspective. And as a couple of texters have pointed out, that they were turned down by Giancarlo Stanton when they had a deal in place for him. They've had a devil of a time getting hitters to sign here as free agents. And I guess you could cross your fingers and hope that they find lightning in a bottle again through the farm system. But as of now, it's one of the worst farm systems in baseball. So I don't know where you think your superstar is coming from. And if you do want to compete over the long term, you want a superstar. And you got to pay those guys. 510 texter, Giants fans booed Harper after the brawl on the field. Why would they root for him now? Because he'd be on the team. Like, how hard is this? Good God. Why would they root for him now? Because he's wearing your team jerseys now instead of the other team's jerseys. Who cares if he fought with Hunter Strickland? You know who I think's a jerk in that scenario? Hunter Strickland. I just don't get it. I don't. So I'm moving on to football. The football question is a little more complicated for me because you're talking about very different guys in each of the dudes that have been mentioned. Now, I will say, if I was the Niners, adding a big-name offensive player would not be one of my priorities. I'm sorry, quickly, because the texter just made a great point. You're rooting for Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman ate turkey on your 50-yard line. You're rooting for him, but one time Bryce Harper got in a fight with Hunter Strickland. How could Giants fans root for? What are you talking about? Goodness gracious. You're gonna make me angry. But getting back to the football side of it, if we're talking about Antonio Brown, that is a very different situation than if we're talking about Odell Beckham, in my mind. And that's how I see the difference here. There's a big difference between each of these guys. Antonio Brown is very different from Odell Beckham, who would be a very different addition than A.J. Green. And, of course, Le'Veon Bell, as the lone running back of this group, would be even different. In my mind, I'm not spending $20 million on Le'Veon Bell. First of all, Matt Breida's free, relatively speaking, and he looked pretty darn good last year. And even if it's not Breida, you look around the league, C.J. Anderson was on the street, and then he was taking snaps from Todd Gurley in the playoffs. You can find running backs. I don't need to spend $20 million on one, even if he is going to be better than the other guys. I don't want to spend that money on that guy. I think that $20 million that he wants can be better spent elsewhere. And I think the trend overwhelmingly with running backs has shown you can find them in lots of places. Hell, Albert Wilson looked pretty good last year. He came out of nowhere as a practice squad guy. Anybody could have had him all year long. C.J. Anderson was on the street and then running for the Rams in the playoffs. So I just can't see committing money to a running back at that level. Antonio Brown, it's funny, a lot of the criticisms I'm hearing about Harper that don't apply to Harper, those are the things that worry me about Antonio Brown. He does have a long record of creating problems in locker rooms. He is getting towards the end age-wise of where you'd expect his prime to be. Was he good last year? Absolutely. Do I think he'd be good next year? For sure. Is he way better than all the Niners receivers? Of course he is. But you're starting, if you sign him today, if you trade for him today, he's probably going to get worse every single day he's on your team. That may sound harsh, but let's be serious. He's a 31-year-old, 5'10" wide receiver. he's probably getting worse every day he's on your roster. Not to mention, in the case of Brown, and A.J. Green fits in this column too, although he's not as much of a head case as Antonio Brown. He doesn't create as many scenes as Antonio Brown. He's also on the wrong side of 30, has had some injury troubles, and I just wouldn't want to commit future dollars to a player who's going to start getting worse the day he gets on my roster. Plus, as I've pointed out repeatedly over the last few days, most of the top receivers in football didn't make the playoffs this year. It's not the most important thing when it comes to building a really good playoff team. A superstar receiver, a good offense is important. A superstar receiver is not, especially when you have a superstar tight end. But then we get to Odell Beckham. And this is where I cross a little bit back over to the same arguments I'm making with Bryce Harper. Now, football, the risks are always bigger with injury. Wide receiver, the risks are always bigger because they're dependent on so many other things around them. It's harder to guarantee. But if there's anything close to a guarantee at the wide receiver position, it's that 26-year-old Odell Beckham still has a few good years left in him. Barring disaster, you got at least five more good years of one of the most electric wide receivers in football, and he's signed already. He's already got his big money deal. You're not going to have weird negotiations with him. You're not going to have to worry about figuring out how to get him locked up for the long term. He's locked in. He's 26 years old, and he immediately elevates your entire offense. And giving Kyle Shanahan a toy like that, again, wide receiver would not be at the top of my priority list if I was running things for the Niners. But given the opportunity to acquire Odell Beckham, I would give up a lot because you just don't get chances to acquire young superstars in sports of the level of an Odell Beckham or a Bryce Harper, who obviously I spent a lot of time this morning talking about, and the people would like to continue talking about him. So who am I to stop you? You want to weigh in? 888-957-9570. The Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Let's go to Coach Jay in San Rafael. What do you got for me on Bryce, Coach?
Hey, I really think the Giants should spend that money on developing that farm system. They got nobody. People get hurt.
But, Coach, let me just ask you, Coach, because I'm missing something. How? How is the money that they would spend on Bryce Harper going to be put into the farm system? Explain to me how that works. Because as far as I know, that's not related.
Well, last year there was a lot of injuries. They didn't really have anybody to bring up and put in as other teams did.
That's right. Like, no, Coach, you're right. Their farm system stinks, Coach. I'm not debating you. Their farm system stinks. I'm just asking you, what in your mind makes you think that signing Bryce Harper stops you from improving your farm system?
Well, we don't know if the Giants are going to get Bryce Harper. You got to think Dodgers moved Machado. They got rid of their problem child in the outfield.
Puig.
They got rid of him. Utley's out. I mean, they have room to bring him on also. Why not be in L.A., make commercials? You know, make more money.
Well, but there's no indication he's even talking to LA. So I don't know where that comes from. I don't want to be rude to people, and I want those of you who don't think you should sign Bryce Harper to have your say. But when your say is something like that, I'm not sure. I kind of think maybe you just fail to understand the situation. And again, nothing against Coach Jay, but he's right. The Giants' farm system stinks. He's not right that signing Harper in any way keeps you from improving that farm system. It's not like the NBA where if you add one good player, suddenly you're never going to have a good draft pick. You got rounds and rounds of draft picks. The way you fix your farm system is by
smart draft picks and smart investments in international scouting. So that's just not related to whether you sign Bryce Harper. You should absolutely, if you're any good at this, you should be able to sign a good player and also create a good farm system. Let's go to Lalo in Sacramento with thoughts on Bryce Harper. What's up, Lalo?
How's it going, man?
Good.
Good. Look, I'm an A's fan, so obviously there's a little bit of bias here, but I just don't feel like Harper to the Giants is a smart move. I mean, guy hasn't stayed healthy, and yet everyone's saying, like, if he comes, like, just one player will come in and just completely revitalize everything. And honestly, I'm just not a fan of him being the face of a Giants franchise when it should be someone that was organically brought up through the farm system. I don't think buying the face of a franchise is the right way to go, especially if this guy doesn't pan out the way he should, and now you've got this $300 million guy who maybe you could trade, but it's basically going to leave this huge mess in your hands. I'm not a huge fan of it. I say let him go elsewhere, but if you want another 10 years of Barry Bonds, by all means.
That was a strange ending for an opposing Bryce Harper call, because I would think another 10 years of Barry Bonds would be great. Am I confused? People liked Barry Bonds, I thought. I mean, I know there's been some controversy, but you went to a World Series and you had the best power hitter in the game on your team, and everybody in baseball paid attention to your guy because he was so exciting. That was a bad time? I must be confused. Let's go to Sean in San Francisco. What do you think of the Bryce Harper deal?
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to say, first off, it would be awesome to get Barry Bonds back. If we get into a Barry Bonds situation, that would be great.
Of course.
But for this Bryce Harper situation, the Giants are on a downward spiral from, I mean, at least for the past 2.5 years. They need Bryce Harper. There's no other question. They need Bryce Harper. They need a player like Bryce Harper to save themselves or at least right the ship. I don't see anything bad about signing Bryce Harper. What are you losing if you sign him?
I don't know, man.
If you don't sign Bryce Harper, you still are not in contention for your division. You're still one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, and that's it. You sign Bryce Harper, at least you give yourself a shot, and you could try and build around him. If you do not sign Bryce Harper, what do you have? And in terms of being the face of him.
Thank you, Sean. Yeah, that's the exact point. All these people that are saying, well, you signed Bryce Harper, you're not going to win the World Series all of a sudden. Okay, but aren't we closer for the next decade? Isn't that the goal? 415 texter, the Giants farm system stinks because their recruiting efforts in international markets are weak relative to the Yankees, Red Sox, and others. That's part of it. Bad drafting over the last 5 or 7 years is part of it. There's a lot of reasons that they have fallen here. Oh yeah, and I didn't even think to mention this, but the face of the franchise ought to be homegrown thing. Barry Bonds, again, I really thought that was a good time for the Giants. The non-homegrown face of the franchise, you know, Pirate superstar Barry Bonds. Didn't that work out okay? I'm so confused by this. Jeremy in San Jose. What do you think about Bryce Harper?
The Giants absolutely need to sign Bryce Harper. For the last couple of years, the Giants have big free agent power hitters have had no interest in coming to the Giants. So for this guy to have a little bit of interest in playing for the Giants with how bad we've been for the last 2 years, lock him up for 10 years, and we'll build a team around him. At the end of the day, for the next 2 years, he'll put butts in the seat.
Thank you for the uptick. I did see Low and Dibs this morning. I did not see Joe. Who we got this morning? What's the deal?
It'll be Dibs, Coes, and Low today.
The Coes, Low, and Dibs experience coming up in just a couple of minutes. Barry Bonds is not homegrown. I understand that his dad played for the team, but he wasn't homegrown. 925 texter pointing out, Garoppolo, the face of the Niners, not homegrown. Now, the A's happen to have homegrown faces of the franchise. That's great. The Giants, World Series winners, Many of them were homegrown, although I would point out that Hunter Pence, fan favorite and team leader in many scenarios, not at all homegrown. San Francisco's favorite son, Hunter Pence, showed up in the middle of his career and only stayed for like 4 or 5 years. So this, I'm not sure where that comes from, that you have to have a homegrown face of the franchise. Steph Curry's homegrown. Kevin Durant certainly isn't. I'd say they're both pretty important. So I don't get that. And I just, that's the thing I keep coming back to. All the oppositions to Bryce Harper, none of them make sense to me. 408, remember the Giants won no rings with Barry. No, but they were closer. For that entire stretch, they were that much better than they would have been. And if they failed to put a good team around Barry, that's not because it was impossible. It's because they failed. It's because they failed. David Ortiz, face of the Boston Red Sox. Manny Ramirez, face of the Boston Red Sox. Neither of them homegrown. Albert Pujols on the Angels. Maybe you think Mike Trout's the face, but I'd argue spending a lot of money on Albert Pujols. I don't know what people think. I truly don't. One quick thought before we run out of time here. First of all, good game tonight. Warriors back on the floor. Kings in town. Potential first round playoff preview. Talk about that tomorrow on the show. But also quickly on the Zion Williamson thing. For those of you who missed it, he slipped on the floor, his shoe exploded, and he sustained a knee sprain last night. They're calling it a mild knee sprain. There's this talk that maybe he should shut it down for the rest of the year now. And I don't love that. I don't really think he should. But I do think it's worth pointing out that we are only having this conversation because college players are not taken care of. If Zion was compensated, this wouldn't come up. And if he does end up sitting out, boy, this might be the best argument yet to make two actual college sports that they got to do a better job of taking care of their players, because it would crush college basketball if Zion Williamson does not take part in the NCAA tournament. It would be crushing. He's the only thing I'd be watching for, I'll tell you that. It's a big problem. It's a big, big problem. It's been a delight being back on at 5 a.m. And now I hand you off to the very capable hands of Kozlo and Dibs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.